We're not going to do a complete sermon this morning, so relax. No, I won't need the board. What we're going to go ahead and do is, like I said, all the kids will stay in. Several things got packed into this morning that were all worth doing and important to do, but it did change the schedule. So basically, I'm going to present, this is a trailer for the sermon that is coming in 2 weeks. And I mentioned when we started last week in Romans 9, 10, and 11 that there are several themes woven through 9, 10, and 11 that we couldn't just hit verse by verse. We sort of have to deal with them theme by theme. And what we're going to be looking at, and it will probably take us 3 weeks, is the question of God's sovereignty and human free will. And I think Romans 9, 10, and 11 contain some passages that are frequently a challenge for somebody in trying to figure out, how does that work? Does God choose me and I have nothing to say about it? Do I choose God and he's just obligated to do what I say? Is there some more complicated and mysterious combination of my choosing and his choosing? So in 2 weeks, all your questions will not be answered. But we will try to tackle them. And the reason it's going to take us 3 weeks to go through that, because in order to do that, we're going to have to hit a lot of Scripture. So even though this theme is woven through woven through Romans 8, 9, 10, and 11, we're going to have to look at a lot of Scripture. And so I hope that one of the things you'll do is that you'll be praying for God's clarity, God's wisdom. I don't think this has to be a scary or confusing topic for Christians to tackle. We're studying Galatians in the upper room with the teenagers, the G4 class. We're studying Galatians, and one of the things that Paul talks about there is he challenges the Galatians that they really know the gospel so that they can't be pulled away from the gospel. And I think that that's an important part of what we're going to be looking at, that we comprehend the essentials of the gospel together. And then we're free to have a difference of opinion on many things. And so what you believe about this mix of sovereignty and free will, this is not what your salvation hinges on. There will be Calvinists in heaven. There will be non-Calvinists in heaven. There will be, what are the other groups? Anyway, it doesn't matter. All the different variations of how someone interprets this who have genuinely placed their faith in Jesus Christ will be there. In fact, one of the things that some of you got the handout, I don't know if I even have a copy of it. Yes, I actually do. And when we come back to this topic, we'll actually touch this handout again. But when we went through that buildup of truths, all the way from the beginning of Romans up till the promises of victory in Romans 8, there is a coherence and a progression of thought that God is speaking through the book of Romans that is about faith and that is worth listening to. And that one of the things that we'll get to hang on to is that God didn't suddenly start talking about a different thing in Romans 9, 10, and 11. In fact, we won't go there right now for time, but that he absolutely stays embedded in the critical issue that we are saved by grace through faith. So the passage that Brad read for us this morning, a multitude of passages we've already looked at, we will keep seeing that theme that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. But in that progression of truth through Romans, we get to see that God was saying, you know what? Knowledge will not save you. Your own righteousness will not save you. Your performance will not save you. How much better you look than someone else will not save you. And that even if you're a Jew of a Jew of a Jew, as Paul claimed of himself, you know, even if you got all the right lineage and you can still pull out your papers and show you're descended from Abraham, it works zero in the presence of God for salvation. And that will be a big theme of what's going on in 9, 10, and 11, that he's continuing that thought that nothing else has the power to save us but the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and then faith in that sacrifice. So please bring your honest questions. Please bring your heart, your mind, your spirit well prayed and prepared. But after Father's Day, we will launch into that intriguing theme of God's sovereignty and free will and how I believe Scripture shows them mixing together in our salvation. Next week will be Father's Day. We will start all this next week. Yes. I don't know why I was thinking next week. I was looking forward to that too. I'm going to have to wait another week. I really, 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 really thought next week was Father's Day, and I really, really am looking forward to it. I already know some of the things that are going to be cooked for my delight. So, oh gosh, this is called patience. This is the strengthening of virtue. Okay, so we will launch into this next week. That's great. I'm excited about that. I'm disappointed about Father's Day, but I'm excited about this.